So Darren, great to get a victory, second win of the season, and they fully deserved it.
Yeah, I think over the course of 90 minutes, Chris, we probably were the better team. We maybe felt a wee bit unfortunate not to come in more than 1-0 at half-time, but I think we challenged the players at half-time. We've looked back over the 8 games that we've played to date. This was our 9th, and I think we've only played 45 minutes in all of them 8 games, you know, should it have been the first half or second half. So we challenged the players to try and play a full 90 minutes, and I think they did that tonight. Sometimes in adversity, you get strength, you know, when the injuries kept coming and they kept mounting up through the week. And then we lost Dahi McCallion this afternoon, and we lost Kevin Porter as well. But we've put a group of young players together, and look, they've had some difficult times, there's no question about that. And today, again, will be another learning curve for them in the fact that they've been able to see a game out. They've been able to play for 90 minutes and keep a clean sheet.
Yeah, and Ryan Rainey wearing the captain's armband again in the absence of Keith Cowan, and once more he stepped up. He's got another goal. I think that's 4 for the season.
Yeah, look, Ryan has a knack of scoring goals, and you know he's a great header of the ball. It's a great delivery, to be fair. But no, Ryan did stand up. He mightn't be a captain who points the finger and maybe rollicks people or has a pop at people, and he tries to be a captain by his performances, and his performances this year have been fantastic for Dave, and long may it continue.
Yep. And Philip De Silva, a teenage prospect of really quite a lot of potential. We've seen glimpses of him. He was good again tonight, and he got on the score sheet.
Yeah, again, it's the unknown with Philip, and again, that's what comes with young players. The inconsistency comes with young players. What we're trying to do is put a level of consistency into them. Hopefully, we sit down now, analyse the first 9 games, the first quarter, and we see where we can go. We have a very difficult task next week away to Wexford. But look, it makes a change. It's been a long time for the Finn Park supporters to actually have a home victory here in Finn Park. So I'm delighted for them because it stood by a very relative young new squad, and look, I'm delighted for the people that turn out week in, week out, and for them now to have seen a home victory here at Finn Park. Hopefully the players will, you know, buy into that atmosphere and buy into that togetherness that the supporters have shown the football club here.
Just what is the situation with regard to the two Derry guys?
Again, Dahi's going to have to be assessed. He'd done a fitness test, but you know, early into the fitness test this afternoon, you knew it wasn't going to be good. Kevin obviously has an ankle injury, and then also his girlfriend had went into labour, so you know he had two things happening in his life. So look, again, like all players, we now will try and assess them all over next week, and we would like to see one or two, you know, coming back. But if they don't, at least for young players that have come into the starting 11 and the young players that were on the bench tonight, again, it's another learning curve for them.